All right, so you want to be a wind turbine technician.
We are going to deep dive into what that looks like in 2025 and beyond.
Yeah, we've got a great report here. 44% projected job growth.
Whoa.
AI.
Yeah.
Doing some pretty wild things.
Yeah.
And working on turbines that make the Statue of Liberty look tiny.
It's really interesting how this job combines those old school mechanical skills with like all this super advanced tech. It really shows how the shift to clean energy is opening up a whole bunch of new careers.
So let's actually climb up into one of these things and see what these techs actually do all day.
So you're hundreds of feet in the air, wind whipping all around you, and you're checking these huge turbines for any little sign of damage. You're switching out old parts, fixing electrical and hydraulic systems. That's just the start. It really takes someone who is physically and mentally strong.
Yeah.
And has the technical skills and, you know, isn't afraid of heights.
I've always thought those blades were so cool when you see them spinning. But to be up there working on them, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And maybe a little scary. But it's not all about the thrill race.
Yeah.
They're really important for our energy future.
Definitely. They make sure those turbines can keep generating all that clean energy. And with how we are moving away from fossil fuels, their job is just going to become more important. The U.S. is trying to hit 30 gigawatts of offshore wind power by 2030.
30 gigawatts. That's enough to power like millions of homes. That's a lot of energy.
Yeah. And all that means there are going to be tons of jobs for wind turbine techs. We are looking at a 44% growth rate between 2021 and 2031, way higher than almost every other job out there. This isn't a trend. This is here to stay.
So it's not just about new wind farms popping up. We also need people to keep the ones we already have running.
Exactly. There's a huge need for techs to maintain all the current turbines, especially the older ones that need updates and stuff. But now for the really exciting part. Technology.
Oh, yeah. The report mentions something about AI and robots.
So these turbines are getting really smart. They've got these AI tools that can predict when something is going to break. So instead of waiting for a part to fail, the techs can use that data to do maintenance beforehand, less downtime, and more energy production.
Like a crystal ball for turbine health.
Yeah, pretty much. And they're also using drones and robots to help with inspections. So instead of climbing all the way up there, a drone can fly around the turbine, take pictures. And the techs can check for damage without climbing.
So less climbing for the humans. I like that. But I guess that also means you need to know how to work with all this new tech.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's not just grease and wrenches anymore. You need to know your way around computers, understand all the data, and be able to work with robots. It's a whole new set of skills that everybody wants.
Now, I'm picturing myself hundreds of feet up, robot next to me, trying to figure out what all those lights are doing. A little different than your regular mechanics garage. But what about those offshore wind farms? Those sound even crazier.
Offshore wind is where the real adventure is. The turbines out there are massive, way bigger than the ones on land, and they have to deal with some really rough conditions. Salt water, powerful winds, huge waves constantly hitting them.
Okay, now I am interested and scared at the same time. So what do you have to do to be able to work on those things?
The training is really specialized. They need things like the Global Wind Organization standards.
GWO.
Yeah, those cover everything. Working at heights, surviving at sea, first aid, fire safety. It's designed so you can handle whatever happens out on the ocean.
So you need to be good with the tools, not afraid of heights, and be able to survive a giant wave. Sounds like the ultimate test for a wind turbine technician. But you know what? I bet the view is amazing.
It is. It's pretty awe-inspiring being out there on the ocean, surrounded by those huge turbines, harnessing the power of the wind. It's a unique place to work. Not for everyone. But definitely rewarding for those who want a challenge and an adventure.
All right, so we've climbed the tower, checked the blades, even gone out to sea. But let's switch gears for a minute and talk about the people in this industry. What are the career paths like? What's it actually like to work on these things?
There are a lot of different ways to become a wind turbine technician. You can go to a technical school, complete an apprenticeship, or even just learn on the job. And the good news is, you don't need a 4-year college degree.
That's great for people who want to start working right away, so you don't need to spend years in a classroom.
Nope. But the work itself is pretty demanding. You're often in remote locations, sometimes for a long time, dealing with whatever weather comes your way. And of course, working high up in the air, working as a team and staying safe are really important.
So you need to be comfortable being alone and working with other people.
Mm.
And be able to handle anything Mother Nature throws at you.
Exactly. But there's another important part of this industry. Making sure it's a place for everyone. They are really trying to recruit women, veterans, and minorities into wind energy jobs.
That's good to hear. Are there any specific programs to help make that happen?
Definitely. There are mentorship programs, partnerships with trade schools targeting specific groups, and just a general understanding that a more diverse workforce is a stronger workforce.
That's great. So it's not just about clean energy, it's also about making sure everyone has a chance to be a part of it.
Yeah.
But before we move on, I'm wondering about the companies involved. Who are these techs actually working for?
Well, there are a bunch of different options. You have the companies that actually make the turbines, like Vestas, Siemens Gamesa, and General Electric. They all need people to install and maintain their machines. Then there are the companies that own the whole wind farm. They hire techs to keep things running smoothly. And then there are companies that specialize in just maintenance and repair. They work on contract for different wind farms.
So it's a whole network of companies working together. Makes sense with how big and complex these things are. It's not just one company running the show.
Right. And it's not just private
Yeah.
companies either. Government agencies and research groups also need wind turbine techs. They do research, test new tech, and keep their own wind farms running.
Wow. So many different options.
Yeah.
Seems like you could find the perfect job for you.
Definitely. Whether you like working with your hands, working on the ocean, or doing research, there's a place for you in wind energy.
All right, so in this first part of our deep dive, we've gone over what a wind turbine tech actually does, the skills you need, and all the different types of jobs. But we've only just scratched the surface. In part two, we're going to go deeper into all the new technology, explore those robots and AI in more detail, and map out those different career paths. Stick around for part two. This deep dive is just getting started. You know, I'm still thinking about those massive offshore wind farms.
Yeah.
Just incredible how big those projects are.
Definitely impressive. Even the ones on land can be huge, thousands of acres with hundreds of turbines.
So how do the techs get around these giant sites? They can't exactly walk from turbine to turbine.
Well, it depends on the location and how big it is, but they usually use all-terrain vehicles or trucks, something that can handle the rough ground.
So it's like an off-road adventure every day.
Kind of. And since they're often working in the middle of nowhere, they need to be able to think on their feet. You can't just run to the store if you forget something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
A good sense of direction is probably important too. Don't want to get lost in a forest of turbines.
Yeah, it's definitely not. Speaking of challenges, what about safety? We talked about heights and weather, but what other dangers are there?
Yeah, I imagine working on those machines can be pretty risky.
Oh, yeah. Heavy machinery and electrical equipment are always dangerous. Plus, there's a risk of fire, especially when working with flammable stuff or doing welding up so high.
Okay, now that sounds intense. So good training and safety rules are super important.
Absolutely. That's why those Global Wind Organization certifications are so important.
GWO standards, the report mentioned those.
Yeah.
Can you explain exactly what they are?
Basically, GWO sets the bar for safety training in the wind industry. Their courses cover pretty much everything: working at heights, electrical safety, fire safety, first aid, even sea survival for the offshore guys. It's all designed to make sure techs can do their jobs well, and most importantly, stay safe.
Sounds really thorough, like they've thought of everything.
They really have. And it's important to remember that this industry is always changing. New tech comes out all the time, safety rules get updated.
Yeah.
So you need to keep learning.
So it's not just a job, it's like you're always learning.
Exactly. And a lot of techs like that. There's always something new, new skills to learn, new challenges, keeps things interesting.
Definitely better than doing the same thing every day. But for someone who wants to move up in their career, what are the options?
Well, there are quite a few. Once you get some experience, you could become a supervisor, leading a team of techs, managing maintenance for a whole wind farm, even running big projects.
So you could go from working on one turbine to being in charge of an entire wind farm.
Yep. Some techs choose to specialize in a certain area, like blade repair, hydraulics, or electrical systems, and they become the experts in that. Others might go back to school or get more certifications and move into engineering or project management, helping design and build the wind farms of the future.
So there's a path for everyone.
And don't forget about training and teaching. As this industry grows, we need experienced techs to share their knowledge.
That's an important job. Who better to teach than someone who's actually been out there?
Right. It's a great way to help the industry grow and stay strong. You're training the next generation.
All right, so we've talked about the job itself, the skills, the safety, and the career paths. But let's take a step back and talk about why this industry is growing so fast.
Well, there are a few reasons. First of all, we really need to stop using fossil fuels. Climate change is a serious problem, and wind energy is a clean and renewable way to get power. It's a key part of creating a sustainable future.
And it's not just about the environment. Having our own sources of energy is becoming more and more important.
Exactly. Countries around the world are setting big goals for renewable energy. In the US, the goal is 100% clean electricity by 2035.
That's a big goal, but it seems like this industry is up for the challenge.
They are. All these goals are driving huge investments in wind energy. New wind farms are being built everywhere, both on land and offshore, creating tons of jobs. But it's not just governments. People are also thinking more about where their energy comes from, and they're choosing clean energy whenever they can.
It's a combination of things.
Environmental concerns, government policies, and people demanding cleaner energy, all coming together.
Yeah.
And it's creating a lot of excitement in the industry, like we're all part of something bigger, something that's really making a difference.
It's not just a job, it's a mission.
Exactly. And that's important to a lot of people, especially younger people who care about the environment and want to make a real impact.
So it's not just about the technical skills, it's about caring about clean energy.
Definitely. Wind turbine technicians are the ones out there making it happen. They're keeping the lights on and helping build a better future.
Now let's go back to the technology. I'm fascinated by how AI and robots are changing things for these techs. We talked about predictive maintenance and drones, but what else is out there?
Well, virtual reality and an augmented reality are becoming more common in training. Imagine a technician being able to practice working high up in the air or fixing complex equipment all in a safe virtual world before they even touch a real turbine.
That's amazing. So they can build their skills without any real danger. What about augmented reality? How does that work?
With augmented reality, the tech can see digital information on top of the real world. They wear a headset or use a tablet, so if they're looking at a turbine part, they might see instructions, diagrams, or even live data from the turbine sensors.
Like a virtual assistant guiding them.
Exactly. It makes tough jobs easier and safer. Less mistakes, and everyone stays safe.
It sounds like technology is not only making the job safer and easier, but also more interesting.
Definitely. It's opening up new possibilities and pushing the limits of what these techs can do. And as technology keeps getting better, we'll see even more amazing things in wind energy.
Okay, I am officially excited about the future of this industry. I bet our listener is too. So let's dive into those future trends in part three. We'll explore how the role of the wind turbine technician is likely to change in the coming years. So we've spent the last two parts talking about what it takes to be a wind turbine technician. But now let's look ahead. What does the future hold for this industry?
Well, the industry is still growing like crazy, so there are going to be even more jobs for skilled technicians.
What are some of the big changes coming? What should people who want to do this job be ready for?
One of the biggest things is that the turbines themselves are getting bigger and more complicated. We've talked about those giant offshore turbines, but even the ones on land are getting bigger and more advanced.
It's like everything else, bigger is better.
Yeah.
But what does that mean for the people actually working on them?
Well, they're going to need to keep learning new skills. To be able to work on these new turbines, think about it. Taller towers, longer blades, more powerful generators. All of that takes a lot of expertise.
So it's not just about being strong and knowing how to use tools anymore. You need to understand all these complex systems
Yeah.
and be able to work with all this new technology.
Exactly. And it's not just the size that's changing. The stuff inside is getting more complicated too. More sensors, control systems, and all that data.
You need to be good with your hands, build
Andy,
computers.
yeah, that's where AI and machine learning come in. We talked about using AI for predictive maintenance, but it can do a lot more than that.
Like what?
Well, imagine AI that can adjust the turbine in real time, changing the blade angles, or how much power the generator is making, all to get the most energy based on the wind and what the grid needs. Or AI that can diagnose problems really accurately so you don't have as much downtime.
So it's like having an AI assistant helping you out.
Pretty much. And we might even see robots doing some of the more basic maintenance tasks that frees up the human technicians to focus on the more complicated stuff.
But if robots are doing all the simple things, what happens to the technician's job?
It's a good question, but I don't think the job will go away. I think it will change. As technology gets better, the skills you need to do the job will also change. You'll need to know how to work with these advanced systems, how to understand all the data, and how to work with robots. It's going to be more specialized, more focused on technology.
So instead of replacing technicians, technology will help them do their jobs better.
Exactly. It's about giving them more tools, not getting rid of them. The wind turbine technicians of the future will be highly skilled and will understand both the mechanical parts of the turbines and the digital tools that make them work better.
So for someone who wants to do this job, what advice would you give them?
I would say never stop learning. This industry changes all the time, so be curious, be flexible, and always be willing to learn new things. Make sure you have a good understanding of mechanical and electrical engineering, but also learn about software, data analysis, and new technologies like AI and robotics.
It sounds like a tough job.
Yeah.
But also really rewarding.
It is. It's an industry that's only getting bigger, so you know you'll have a job. Plus, you get to work with cool technology. Then you're helping make the world a better place.
And knowing you're helping fight climate change and building a more sustainable future.
That's a big reason why a lot of people want to do this job. They want to make a difference. And wind energy is a great way to do that.
Well said. Thanks for sharing your expertise with us today.
You're welcome.
And to our listener, we hope this deep dive has given you a good look at the world of wind turbine technicians. It's a career with lots of challenges and opportunities. We encourage you to learn more from the sources we've provided. Who knows? Maybe one day you'll be the one up there on those turbines, harnessing the power of the wind to create a better future. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.